Belinda presents this unabridged recording of After the Smoke Clears, written by Kylie Caden and read by Annabelle Tudor. You have reached your destination. I craned my neck, scanned the nothingness on all sides, and where the hell would that be exactly? Pulling over, loose gravel chinked beneath my tyres. I lowered the window. A stifling warmth wafted inside, as if I'd opened an oven door. There were no cows, no horses, but the air was thick with the smell of both. Further afield, a wrought iron gate was wedged permanently open to reveal a long crusher dust driveway cutting a line through the bush and leading to a cluster of tiny houses squatting in a circle. I half expected a cult of breatharians to appear between the trees. The vibe was so weird. What is this place? My car smelled like feet and was littered with evidence of carb-drenched meals on the go. I'd driven all day with a talking fart machine in the back to rush here? The first clue about where we were was an old rust-bitten sign. Peeking through overgrown lantana, it was so bleached of colour I could barely make out the details. Brightside. The letters bled into a scene of a mother with a manic grin serving rosy-cheeked children, its wholesome goodness reminding me of a retro Vegemite commercial. It had been 36 hours since August left. Left in the dead of night without any explanation. And the bastard still hadn't even called to say he was okay or to check on his son. August being cagey about his past wasn't unexpected. Besides the fact that I was inexplicably drawn to the man, all I knew for sure about August Silverfell was that he had a son, he was a mechanic, and he liked to swear a lot. He never talked about himself, but it felt uncharted when August had said he couldn't take his son, Otto, with him. Not for this. And asked if I could have him, for a bit. Otto was my favourite six-year-old ever. I met the kid when he walked himself into my classroom on the first day of school. He was a puzzle, always curious and engaged, polite and clean, even if his uniform was crumpled and two sizes too big. But he had a wildness to him. His naturally fair skin was a sun-kissed brown, as if he spent his days mustering cattle, not smothered in sunscreen and rashies like most kids. He had a dark bob that reminded me of Mowgli from the Jungle Book, and his eyes, I would come to learn, were the same deep chestnut as his father's. August looked a little like an extra from Underbelly, tall, muscular, and rough around the edges. He wore black ruggers with a black shirt and got away with it, probably because it fit with his no-fucks-given attitude, scruffy hair and goatee. His fingers were calloused. He had stubble by morning tea, and anger was the only emotion he knew what to do with. My father would have described him as the type you'd be wise to run a background check on before getting involved with.